Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and there is some big news.
You guys, I'm freaking out. I'm like, you guys, today Rob, Sheena's ex-boyfriend, posted that he was doing an after party at Temple Nightclub in San Francisco, and I like wrote on it from Two Judgy Girls, and I was like, oh hey, should I come? I don't work tomorrow. And then he wrote me back and was like, you should 100% come if you're in San Francisco. You should come to the launch party. And then he DM'd me the invitation, and I'm going.
And we need some like live stories. He's like for sure gonna do like a photo with you. Like I bet he'll go on stories with you. Like,
you guys, I brought a stopwatch, like a real stopwatch that I'm going to bring. And my goal is to, like, go up to him because he doesn't even know what I look like. So I'm going to be like, hey, Rob, I just wanted to time how long you get to, like, or I don't know what's going to do.
Like, I feel like he's going to give a speech of some sort. Like, hey, thanks for coming. It's for his TV show. So I feel like he's going to be like, thanks for coming. You know, this is a labor of love. And you just start the top. You just start the timer. As soon as he starts talking.
And, or I'm going to, like, go up to him and be like, hey, I just wanted to time how long you take to finish that drink.
Oh, that's really good, too. There's multiple
things. The fact
things
that I'm bringing a real timer, even though I have an iPhone, is, like,
dedication. Dedication to your craft.
And then I'm also really nervous that it's not going to be a free open bar, and I'd be pissed.
I mean, you're making your way all the way to Fisherman's Wharf.
I never go there. And, like, I'm trying not to go to the after party.
But, you know, I feel like you're going to show up to the after party and be like, yeah, Mary Mahoney plus five.
He gave me plus five, you guys. I, like, was scrambling today, like, inviting so many people. Nobody wants to go. I'm like, come on.
Do you guys not understand how much Vanderpump Rules, how much this is our life right now?
It should be pretty interesting. I have two friends, maybe three.
I think it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to hear about it. Are you starting your pre-party yet?
Yeah. I'm drinking, actually, Predator wine.
Ooh, I love Predator.
Is we're kind of going to be featuring some wines that we enjoy. Yeah. And I got this.
Are you drinking the Cabernet?
I am. And it's quite frankly delicious.
Okay. Well,
hold on. Let me take a sip.
Wow. I really felt it over that way.
Yum, yum. And that's, like, warm.
Wait, I actually poured myself a glass of it too. And
okay.
I've been thinking, like, when I, like, drink wines, because our lives are, like, so, like, housewives related, I, like, start thinking, like, what housewife would drink this? Or, like, who does this wine remind me of?
Sure. It's kind of like
What do you feel?
Aromatic?
I feel like it's a little – well, no, the cab is, like, a little bit, like, smoky. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, also got, like, some, like – it's, like – but maybe some,
so
like –
So you think – you think Luann would like the wine?
Yes, because it's also got, like, a little bit of spice, too. Like, can you feel like it goes from, like, fruity to spicy to, like, smoky a little bit?
It's delicious. I got it at Molly Stone's. I think you can get it at Ralph's down there.
Yes.
They sell it everywhere. And it has a really cute ladybug on the top of the label. Yes. I gave it to my friend as a gift and she adored it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. And it's definitely, I would say it's a Luann. So if you want to, like, you want just, like, Luann feelings, you want to end up in the bushes, which Mary might tonight. Who knows?
Trying to.
Like, I feel like Predator is the best one. Well, the cap's off.
I also, since I was, like, asked so last minute, I don't feel like I have a great outfit. I did get a new leather jacket this week that I was going to take back. So tonight, I'm just not going to take it back, I guess.
Or you're going to wear it once.
On the tie and decide if I want to keep it. It's Nordstrom.
Yeah, they take everything back there, so you should be fine.
It's, like, kind of, it's a top shop, but it's oversized. And, like, I think it just makes me look fat. Like, I think skinny, really skinny people look good in the oversized
stuff.
But, like,
to me, the Lala, where you, like, which, and partially me too, which is, like, over the shoulders or, like, one shoulder off because it's oversized.
And I think, and because, like, Kyle did that this week too when she had lunch with.
Yeah, with Erica. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of Lala, though, did you hear last week, Watch What Happens Live, the drama that has continued with Lala and Jennifer Lawrence?
And J-Law. She called out J-Law. It's like, the fact that she even knows who Lala is.
I know. Okay, I have a love-hate relationship with J-Law. Like, I cannot figure out, because I think she'd be, like, so fun to party with. But you know how Taylor Swift gets that, like, overexposure? I feel like Jennifer Lawrence kind of has that a little bit, too. So it's like, she's funny, and then it's like, okay, it's too much. But I think...
She kind of reminds me of, like, a Bethany.
Okay, like a little too in your face.
But actually, two separate people last week told me that I reminded them of J-Lo. So I am going to like
her. Okay, so we like her then. But okay.
I was like, really? Okay, I'm going with this. Yes. They're like, yeah, you're just, like, blunt. I'm like, okay.
You're like, and we look alike, right? similar.
Body. We have the same body.
A lot of jump roping. But yeah, so I think like she called Lala a see you next Tuesday, which I thought was also kind of appropriate of, you know, James Kennedy. Maybe she was just trying to tie it all in.
Kind of aggressive, though.
Kind of aggressive. But I feel like she was saying like she's like that on the show. I don't think she was necessarily saying that. Anyways, Lala, our favorite feminist, tweeted, like clapped back at J-Law being like, and dirty deleted too, which is so funny. But she was just was basically like, did she really say that about me? Like, congratulations on your two bombed movies. Like, she posted like three times and deleted it. Said there.
She was in rage cage. And then her movie producer boyfriend was like, take that shit down. Well,
she said that her manager told her she needed to take it down. And I'm like, who's her manager? It has to be her boyfriend, right?
My man. It's her man. Her man is her manager.
Yes. And then did you see, too, she was, like, shady to James with her Insta stories last night. She was, like, cuddling with Randall. And she was like, it's the, like, I like pasta and I like Kanye or something like that. Because James said he was the Ray J to her, his Kanye.
Right. Well, they're in a full-on battle. I'm hoping at the reunion they can repair.
Yeah, I really, I would like that a lot. I really hope so.
I have also inspiration this week to have a fun night because Shannon and Kelly from Real Housewives of Orange County looked like they were having a ball out on the town. They were wasted.
They were wasted.
Like, how much Tito's did they have?
So much. What I love.
With nine lemons!
What I love.
Nine lemons!
I love so much
or
about
no, she
it.
Likes lime.
Yeah. Sorry. She, Kelly Dodd is like hammered on Shannon's stories and she got denied from Catch. And I have been denied from Catch too, so I'd never related to them more than I did at that moment.
I kind of remember you telling us that story. You guys tried to go in drunk.
Yeah. Well, first off, maybe I was as drunk as Kelly Dodd. I don't know, but they're not going to let one half of two judgy girls into Catch. I'm just kidding. Danny Pellegrino told us that he had issues at Catch too, so like I felt a little bit better.
I'm like so embarrassed to say tonight. Like I'm like, oh hey Rob, I'm. Two judgy girls? Like, is that what you say?
No, you say I'm one judgy girl.
Okay.
Okay,
gosh. Got it.
No,
I'm half of the group.
Yeah, you sent him your name. You could just be like, hey, I'm Mary from Two Judgy Girls. I mean, who cares? It's like not
well, I kinda like being like, hey, I'm one of the judges.
Yeah. I think you just like have a drink and then like see how you feel.
I'm already drinking.
Well,
I'm going to be like, it's all happening.
It's kind of. Oh my God. Why don't you write it on your arm?
I want it like in lipstick.
Yeah. And just like hold it up to your arm and just like.
Can you imagine where that would be at the end of the night?
Like, oh my God. All over.
But and maybe if I use Kylie Lip Kit, I have that one.
Ooh. Hmm. Think about it. You have some time. Just you have a little bit of time. You just think about it. Okay. Also, speaking of Rob. Sheena launched a podcast this week.
Shenanigans bombed, guys.
Guys, it is. Now, listen, I would never want to listen to our first podcast because it's not good. But you know what? We are self-made. We got here today on our own graces that are not good. But we don't have producers. We don't have a studio. I'm literally sitting in my bed right now.
What are you talking about? I'm in my bathroom.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, there's right
I'm
now.
I'm not really in the bathroom.
Thank you.
Did you really think I was in the bathroom?
No, I don't understand what you're talking about right now.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, but right now she has a 1.5 rating and she has 399 reviews.
That's no bueno.
And if she wasn't so horrible, I would almost feel bad because she never really stood a chance, right? Like, as soon as she announced that was coming, everyone was like, oh, God, like, no, like, this is going to be horrible.
So Ariana was the first guest, which she's kind of hard to, I mean,
she's
I think
boring.
It would be hard to, yeah, I think it would be hard to get things out of her.
She's just, well, she's boring. Like, even when they were on Watch What Happens Live the other night, it was like, they were playing like who would you rather or something like that. And Ariana and Sheena were like, oh, let's just pick the people that like we know people like. It's like, I don't need your people pleasing vagina problems. Like, just go.
And like that storyline like has totally gotten dropped.
Yeah. Well, no, because the next week she's like got her legs spread with her vagina. And I'm like, for someone who has vagina problems, like you don't seem to have a problem showing it on camera. Now, listen, I don't know. There could be a lot of PTSD. Maybe it's just only when it comes to sex and things like that. But it's just like the consistency is like really weird for me.
I agree.
Okay. So anyways, so did you listen to the full thing? Like I did it for you guys. I listened to the entire 55 minutes.
Oh, I didn't tune in at all. I didn't want to give her that listen.
Well,
I knew you were taking one for the team. I'm taking one for the team tonight.
Oh yeah. I would rather be switching spots.
The team's called the jury, guys.
Yeah. You're taking one for the team. So anyways, in the first 5 minutes, first off, she opens her podcast with Good as Gold.
Oh, she then own song.
Yeah, she then ended it with another one of her songs. And I don't know if it was Can You Freak Bitch or whatever that one is. But it was another one of her songs. The first 5 minutes, she's like, oh my God, you guys, like, Vegas is so great. And I'm so popular here. Nobody's trying to take my job. But, like, I go to all these shows. And I just keep getting pulled up on stage. Like, it's kind of a thing now.
Well, okay. I also, so, I wonder, like, because they were in Vegas this week, too, for Tom's birthday. Uh-huh. And everything was paid for, right? Like, they got paid to go there and be promoted, right?
On VPR this week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Lisa paid for the whole thing.
Because no, but I wonder, Lisa, like, when they went to Tao, like, the nightclub?
Oh, probably. I mean, maybe. I feel like Tao would probably give them a table anyway, so they probably were like, we'll give you a table if you do free, like, if you show it in the show.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just, like, a huge promotion. I feel like they really play up that they're not that successful, and I really would like to see their finances.
Yeah, I agree. I would enjoy seeing it. But this is just everything that she was saying. Like, Ariana, first off, has not even come out to see Sheena's show yet. It's like, wow, Sheena, that's literally your only girlfriend because Lala's over her.
Right.
And so, it was just, I can't even express to you how bad it was. It's like, it's just if you want, like, yes, and I'm not to be rude because my voice is really obnoxious too, and thank you guys for listening, but like her voice is horrible. It is not a podcast voice. Like it's a great voice for silent films, but it's not for podcasts.
Because she's tone deaf. Lala says she was tone deaf.
Yeah. So anyways, I wanted to read a few reviews if you didn't care, if you want to listen.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is written by Madison Marie Parks Valletta. I think the name is just a coincidence. And it's 1 star. Dear God, why? Okay, another one. 1 star. Lame. I tried. I couldn't do it. She makes Stassi look like Oprah. Okay.
I mean, it's really aggressive that over 300 people would take the time to write a negative review.
I mean,
it had to be really bad.
Granted, I think a lot of people probably didn't listen and just don't like her and maybe are taking the time to do that, but it wasn't good. It just, the only thing I will give her credit for, because it's something that I don't do, so I'm sorry, Mary, is she would like ask Ariana a question and then she would actually like listen to Ariana talk as opposed to interjecting. And as we know,
of fighting who's going to say something first.
Right, okay. Exactly.
That sounds boring.
Yeah, it was. But so I thought she was good at that. But then she would always take it back and like relate it to her. And she's still, I think.
Not
she's,
relatable.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's just bad. Speaking of, should we go do our own reviews?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let me pull some up.
Yeah, so
guys, I'm in such a great mood right now.
I feel like you are so excited. You cannot hide
really,
it.
I'm really pumped. Usually I'm just so tired, but not tonight.
You are pumped to go hang out with Rob. I'm so curious of what's
what if happen. There was like someone else there that I knew.
What if Sheena's actually there?
I would die.
I feel like she would run away from us.
Well, that's the beauty of this. She doesn't know what I look like.
But she's going to find out tonight when you post a photo with Rob.
But she really won't because...
Because she blocked us.
Yeah.
What if he posted a photo with you? I'll die. What if his sister's there?
That is the goal.
What if his sister's there, Amber Valletta? She's way more successful and hot. I love her.
That would be exciting. I feel like he'll make a story about me, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of the goal. Okay. You have to have goals, you guys. You got to be a dreamer.
Okay, so I'm going to go – so the first one I'm going to read is by Hay Hinson, and it's – the title is Everything. 5 stars. How the hell have I been living life without these two girls in my life? It's like they read my mind. Thanks for making my drive to work much more painless. Thank you for listening to us. I appreciate that.
We so appreciate that. Don't forget, guys, you can also write a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You definitely can. Okay. Do you have one?
Here. I'm scrolling through. There's just so many now.
I can read.
Okay, okay. I got one.
Okay.
5 stars only. Don't be tardy to this ..
Podcast.
A judgy girl. Well.
Readings. Hard.
5 stars.
Yeah.
Is it too Doritos of me to say that 2 judgy girls are my best friends? But seriously, these ladies share my love for Bravo and provide hilarious commentary. I can't get enough. Always looking forward to the next episode. The Jury Speaks Facebook group has become my latest guilty pleasure. It's a wonderful outlet to get my Bravo gossip since, unfortunately, none of my real friends are into Bravo. Gasp.
Get rid of them.
Keep on doing what you do, gals. Hating on Sheena, reaching out to Sandoval and jump rope challenges, and being judgy.
Yeah. Speaking of which, our Facebook group, The Jury Speaks, which you can join, but when you do click to join, there are 2 questions you have to answer before you're let into the group, okay? Somebody's discovered that there is a mole in the group. There's a mole in the group taking information and blocking people.
It's Sheena's mom.
You think it's Sheena's mom?
I think it's Sheena's mom.
Oh my God. Who let Erica Van Olfen in? It was probably me. I didn't know. She must have answered the questions. I don't know.
No, they're probably using alias names. It's probably Sheena herself.
I feel like Sheena would, but she would hate that group. It's literally always just not liking her. Anyways, because they're probably listening to this podcast too. Like, get out. Get out.
Get out.
As the Oscars happened on Sunday when your speech is too long. Get out.
Get out.
Okay.
People loved your commentary, by the way. Good job.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy doing this with everybody. I think it's so much fun to be interactive. Okay. So let's go into polls, but I have 1 question.
Sure.
Who is at Bravo Betch on Instagram and why are they pulling our polls? Like, word for word. Like, we get
that. So creepy.
We get that, like, all these Bravo people, like, you've got Watch What Crappens, you've got Danny Pellegrino, you have, like, RHOIG, like, you have all of these pages and, like, podcasts that are Bravo related. And so, obviously, there's going to be, like, overlap in things that happen, right? Like, everybody's probably going to post about the same thing in their own creative way, whatnot. Like, do polls. Polls are great. They're so fun. But, like, you don't have to take ours word for word.
No, you don't. Because I text those to Courtney the morning of stressed out for school.
Yes.
So I put some time into those polls.
Yeah. And then I have to photograph my office floor.
And then she has to edit my typos. And when I do 2 yeses, she has to change it to no.
No, half the time I don't even catch it. And then you guys catch it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. the other day, my friend was like, these make no sense. I'm like, just pick the one you feel best represents your answer, okay? She's like, I just want you to know it doesn't make sense. I'm aware. Just, do you like it or do you like it?
That's the point.
Yeah. Just pick whichever one. Like, it's not an SAT, okay?
Okay. Okay. I mean, there's no wrong answer
right,
here.
Okay. Well, sometimes there are wrong answers and we do judge you, but we do it behind your back like real friends. Okay. So do you need me to explain it to you or do you know how it goes now? It's been a while, so I didn't know if you knew.
I think I got
okay.
it this time.
Okay. Have you ever taken a pregnancy test so you didn't feel bad taking shots? Yes, Kentucky Lovin. Get birth control.
Get birth control.
72%.
But I thought that was really funny. I thought her reasoning was like hilarious. She's like, you know, I'm. What do you do the accent? I want you to say, I just keep on barfing and she I just want to feel good if I want to take a shot.
Hey, y'all, I brought in this pregnancy test because, like, I just can't keep. I keep barfing. Like, I barfed this morning after I ate all that beer cheese. I barfed this afternoon after I took 12 shots. It must be pregnancy. So I brought Clear Blue for when you're trying to trap your cheating boyfriend.
Like, so good.
It's so ridiculous.
But, and then Jax didn't even know that you pee on a pregnancy test. He, like, thought you inserted up your vagina, like a tampon.
You're 40. Google. Just Google. I mean, I'm sure there's disgusting things that he's Googled. He could Google how pregnancy test works. I mean, remember he got that girl pregnant in Vegas? He never looked that up.
Well, and what happened to that baby?
I think it rhymes with smishmortion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I remember he said, I sent her money and I never heard from her again.
Oh my God. What if there is a little Jax Taylor running around?
I guarantee there's a lot of little, and they're probably Jason Couchies though.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Okay. Is Sheena tone deaf? LOL, duh. She can't hear this.
So I think that means the same
Whatever.
Thing.
Whatever. Which one did you feel best represents you?
LOL, duh.
83% agree. Did I tell you that 72% said get birth control? I don't remember saying that, but 83% said LOL, duh.
It was bad. It was bad. Lala was like, oh, like, I'm definitely cutting out her part.
Yeah. I was like, oh, are the veneers?
She's like, this is where my husband, ex-husband, was like for 5 years of my life. He lived in the studio and I wouldn't see him for days at a time. And he would just do drugs in here and say it was just Adderall. Mm-hmm. And then my checking account would be gone.
Mm-hmm. But I was already in love with Rob.
But I didn't suspect anything.
Okay. Is Sandoval a...
We are so in love. It's like we're kissing for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Sandoval a good musician? Yes. Keep singing. No more trumpet.
I was impressed by his guitar skills. Like, Jax got him that guitar and he just knew like some Kissing My Sister song like off the top of his head.
I feel like he owns.
I was impressed. I think keep playing the trumpet and the guitar.
Okay, well, 84% said no more trumpet.
Sad. That's sad.
Okay. Do you give yourself a curfew? Yes. 2 a.m. when the bars are closed. No, I'm a mature adult.
So unfortunately, I've had to give myself many curfews. A lot of my friends, when they go out with me, they do too. Mm-hmm.
This tracks.
A lot of people won't just go out with me with just me and them because they're scared.
Yeah.
Like we need chaperones. Mm-hmm. So I give myself a curfew and a lot of times I break it. But
yeah, sometimes I won't hear from you until very much in the afternoon because your curfew, you broke it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I usually still wake up really early. Though.
Okay. Yeah. So 74% said, no, I'm a mature adult. So yeah.
I guess I'm not the 74. No.
Okay. Have you ever drank before a business meeting, passed the fireball, or been stone cold sober?
Stone cold sober. Yes. I work with children. No. That would not that would not be a good look. Miss Mahoney smells that.
74% says stone cold sober. The 26% I kind of want to hang out with though.
They're probably like bartenders.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Did you listen to Sheena's podcast? Yes, I love torture. Not giving her listens. 95%.
Only 5% of people listen. And that was
that's because they were like doing what they did it for the research. Yeah.
Took one for the jury.
Is Camille trying to get her diamond back? Yep, just like Lou. No, she's not pernicious.
I love that word. I would say absolutely like Lou. She's got a new vagina. And she wants another diamond.
I like it. 67% agreed with you. Okay.
She has a fighting chance.
I think that they would welcome her back. I mean, she's got a lot of sass this season. I would welcome her back just for a takedown of Dory.
I mean, she got the woman a ball gag.
It's like my hero.
To shut her up. So good.
LDP and Dory over? Yes, like Fifi Nava. The Brits stay together.
Like Fifi Nava.
60% agree. However, it's been documented that they've gone out to dinner and it looks like they're best friends again. But it seems like LVP is really putting her in her place, like she's Brandy right now.
She's being very open and honest about that too. She's like, she can't get away with this. And
yeah, but I felt like she was being very passive aggressive at her birthday party about it.
You can't straddle me like you do to your husband.
Is that what she said?
Horrible British accent. Wait, let me try to do it.
You nailed. Okay, try it again.
Darling.
Nope.
Whatever. She said, Ken. Okay. I can't do it. I can hear it in my head, but I can't do the accent right now. You can't straddle me like you straddle PK. That was just awful. That was like a
Playboy version of like you're like Marilyn, you're like, happy birthday, Mr. President.
No, that you kind can't of sounded
straddle me like PK. Okay, 60% agreed and said yes, like Fifi Nava. Maybe they're actually now gonna change Phoenix Nava's name to Beverly Beach. Beverly Beach Kemsley.
Why don't they just call her Beverly? Let's start calling Fifi Bev.
Yeah, Fifi is now Bev. Bevy B. Bevy B.
I love it.
Okay.
Bevy B, clean the dishes. Bevy B.
Bevy B, there is a spot on the floor in the corner. Go get it with your toothbrush, Bevy B. Okay, will Teddy be back next season? She's a one-hit wonder. Like Jack and Diane. Okay. Hold Bravo accountable.
Hold Bravo accountable and?
One-hit wonder like Jack and Diane.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You didn't hear the singing part? Was it the tone deaf? Did you just block it out?
I just zoned you out.
Yeah, sorry about that.
You know, people are actually liking her, I think, because she holds people accountable because that's her job. Mm-hmm. I actually think the audience is responding well to her. She's not for me.
What? You were loving Teddy.
Now she's not for me.
Is it the man hands?
It's the man hands.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, she's just too, like, she's too good for them.
Okay. But do you think that maybe, though, like, I'm curious to see her go toe-to-toe with Erica next week. And I think that's really going to solidify whether she comes back or not.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. So 63%, though, said she's a one-hit wonder.
Okay.
Okay, but that lays foundation for this next question. Is RHOBH a snooze fest this season? We want more Rinna and Coke. Fashion is drama.
I would love to see more Rinna and Coke, but yeah, this season's a bore.
Yep.
I mean, I guess it's really getting back to its original roots and like seeing their high life and the fashion and the fun, but I need a little more drama.
Like, I need it to be New York.
Yeah. Gosh, it's going to be so good. April 4th can't come fast enough.
You know, tonight, too, is part due of Countess and Friends Cabaret.
There's some, like, videos going up right now. Yeah. Like, who do you think her surprise
party? Sonia said she's changing things up tonight.
But there's going to be another surprise guest.
Who was the surprise guest last time? Do we know? Was there one?
I thought it was Sonia.
Oh. It's going to be someone who's like, maybe she'll bring Natalie Cole back. Remember when she's like, L is for the way you look at me. She couldn't sing, and she's singing it to Jacques on the boat when Ramona thought she was pregnant. She's like, Mario, I'm pregnant!
Who could she bring?
You keep thinking about it. 83% said more Rinna and Coke.
Okay.
Okay. Has Workus overplayed her hand with Carl? Move on. He's the worst. This is another one of those, just go with what you feel.
Well, she stood up to them this week, so I was proud of her for that.
Well, stood up to him for what? I'm sorry. He FaceTimed a girl.
I know. And it was kind of psycho, yeah.
She always has something to say to him. Like, move on.
She says she's moved on.
She says that every episode. Every episode she's moved on. It's like, I can't even, you know, I like to like DM her after the shows on Monday and like have a conversation. I have not been able to do it for the past couple of weeks. I'm embarrassed for her.
Well, she's holding herself to a higher standard.
She says that every week too.
And then her sister's like, I can't leave you. I'm not going back to my husband. Yeah. I need to help you with Carl.
She does, though. She keeps Lauren sane. Like, every time Ashley's around, it's good. Every time Ashley's not around, we get one tip McGee, even though it's Steven's last name. But, like, why she keeps – she just loves to show one boob, have one boob hang out. It's the weirdest thing.
Do you think her boobs are real?
Yes.
Maybe that's why she likes to show them so much.
Because they're real? They're –
Oh, I don't know.
Show your real boobs off often?
I don't. Yeah. I don't. I just don't. I don't walk around with one boob hanging out. I just don't. Yeah. Sorry, not for me.
People don't even know that my boobs are big because I cover them all the time.
Yeah, when you were talking about that last thing, I was like, huh, are they? Never seen them.
Mine? Yeah, I've got double Ds over here.
Yeah, good for you.
No, it's not a good thing. Anyways, 75% said move on. Okay. Will Lindsay and Everett get back together? Fight hard, love hard. No, 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 no.
Well, don't we kind of know they do, right?
Yeah, I think what I meant to say with this is, do you want them to
get back together? I don't. Well, but they're pretty crazy, so it's kind of good TV.
Well, it was actually very annoying last summer, but like maybe they've matured. They were just in Nicaragua together, and so I messaged her and I was like, L Hubs. We're back with Everett. And she said, you'll have to tune in Monday. And what I want to say is when people say that to me, I'm like, stop telling me to tune in on Monday. I already watch your fucking show.
Right. Like we are giving you, we're free marketing you,
like,
actually.
I want to side note this. Okay. There's a show on MTV that's called Winter Break, like Hunter Mountain or something. And it's supposed to be like the next Jersey Shore, but like in the snow.
Okay. And like there's nothing around them. I saw a commercial during Teen Mom.
Yes. So this girl like messages us and she's like, hi, have you watched my show? I'm like, who is this? Anyway, she's one of the girls on the show and she was like cute and everything. She's like, can you post about us, but only nice things? And I just want to be like, have you not read the name of our pages?
We don't work like that.
Yes. And I'm also like, Mary won't even watch the challenge. I just got you into watching Survivor this season.
Yes, I'm going to watch Survivor this season. I'm in.
Yeah, this Survivor is great. But Mary won't even watch the challenge. You think I can get Mary to watch a show about 8 people snowboarding?
Right. I'm trying to get off MTV.
Well, how's that working? Are you getting over the Teen Mom?
No, I'm going to support them like I have since they were 16. Okay?
You're just getting them through college.
Yeah. No, some of them are graduated from college. Caitlin.
Okay. I don't know.
She's the only Teen Mom that has graduated from college, but she's on Teen Mom too. Okay. Because yes, I watched both franchises. Okay, sorry.
So 69% said no. However, they are back together, whatever, but people don't want them together.
Right. Okay.
Is Kyle a man child? Work hard, play harder. Time to grow up.
Well, he had a tea party about not growing up. And I love how Amanda's just like, she just wants him to grow up. It's so funny. Like, she loves him, but she really wants him to have a great year. And I don't think he will ever grow up.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about it.
So what was the percentage?
Oh, so 68% said time to grow up. Actually, I disagree with that. I think Kyle can do whatever he wants. I think he works hard, and I think he plays hard. I think it's okay.
Agreed. Agreed.
I think it's okay. Okay. Do you watch Survivor? Join Mary, it's her new fave. That show is 20 years old.
So I think we have a more Bravo people. So I think we're alone on this one, guys.
Yeah, you'd be correct. 88%. That show is 20 years old. Whatever. I like it. And I always think like, oh, I.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free. with Way, you can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
I could do that. And then I'm like, no, I can't. I'd never survive.
I know.
Okay. Me neither. Which drunk do you want to party with more? Single Shannon or Kelly God?
Both.
62% says single Shannon, which is my choice too, because I'd be afraid that Kelly would turn on me.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. Smarter choice. The smarter choice.
Yes, yes. Okay. And then our final question.
Oh, who'd I have a one-night stand with this week?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Ba-do-do-do-do. Like, get the fuck out of my house. Either Jim Marchese from Real Housewives of New Jersey or Simon Barney from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Wait, Jim?
Remember Jim and Amber?
Oh, God, no. Simon. No.
66% agree with you.
Mean.
He was the
Simon's
worst.
Actually, Simon's kind of hot. He's kind of hot. Come on.
And he let me
ride you in his Mercedes.
I just remember the camera just screaming at him, I want a double.
In that limo.
Ugh.
In the limo.
Yep. Okay.
Raw footage.
Shall we move on to VPR?
Yes, they were in Viva Las Vegas. Jax was actually there to supervise the girls.
At the
you know?
Pool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was his role. I thought it was so, so funny when they got off the plane and Brittany and Jax had to go wait in line at Planet Hollywood.
Yes.
And like literally the guy was like, so Jax, you need to go wait in line. And Tom, we'll just take you to this amazing suite with a sex swing.
And then they're like, Jax is like, I'm not jealous. No, of course I'm not jealous. Why would I be jealous? Would I be jealous of my two best friends getting their own restaurant while I bartend at 40? No, I'm not jealous. I'm just going to go do a bunch of coke and it'll be fine. Then we're going to have some wings at Hooters.
Jax, what do you feel like tonight? We could go to Hooters. I still have my discount.
And I got a bigger discount because my boobs are bigger. And they told me that if I wear this mullet dress, that I'll get another discount. So that's what I did. I just cut the legs off of this dress in the front, and then I made it a cape in the back.
I know. I couldn't decide. I'm like so happy for her. She looks so much better. She got skinnier. Like
she's dyed her hair now.
I feel good about her. I also just like, I loved Tom Schwartz's confessionals. He's like, I know the irony of my first business trip in Vegas. And he's like, I just don't want to blur the lines. And this trip's a mullet. It's business in the front, party in the back.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah.
I have to be honest.
He was being like really funny.
Okay. Them at Tao partying when like he just grabs the bottle. I'm like, one, Tom, you are a full-fledged alcoholic.
And then they're like, no,
Tom, no. And he's like, no, no, no. And he did this look of where he's like, no, no, where I'm like, that's so something I would do. Or I'm like, no, no, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. But right. Then like, I'll like sneak it behind once somebody turns around.
Yeah. He just, I think every single time he drinks, he barfs. I mean, barfs. Well, probably the next day he blacks out.
Oh, but he's like, Bubba. Bubsy, you know I don't black out that often. I'm like, Tom, you're 35. You shouldn't be blacking out at all. But either should I. Let's live our lives.
I know. I mean, he set a curfew. I kind of appreciated it. Yeah, I related.
Let's be honest. Your night is going to end that way.
But the first night they went out, they stayed out. They stayed out till 3.
And that's very good in Vegas standards.
Absolutely. And the meeting was until 10. I'm like, you still had 7 hours of sleep. Like, I've definitely had some weird nights where I've had 3 hours of sleep, okay?
But what happens, though, if you leave the club at 3, but you've eaten so much pasta that you technically can't go to bed till 7?
I know. I actually don't think he eats pasta. I think he takes Adderall. I mean, he literally said in the morning, he's like, I need to take some Adderall. And then he chased it with a fireball shot, and then he went to go see Lisa. And then like, he was sweating and running in circles, and she was so annoyed. It was like little kids in a freaking candy store. Like, hey, these are so cool. They're sexy. They're masculine. She's like, those are so feminine. Stop talking to me. Like, go drink your Jell-O shot.
She literally put them in the corner. She's like, while the grown-ups go talk over here. Like, oh my God, we suck at accents, by the way. I mean, I know, you know, after 55 episodes, we should know that we fucking suck at accents, but like.
No, you're Brittany and Dorit's good.
Yeah, but okay, we can't do English accents to save our lives. Long live the queen. But
yeah, they were just
like, told them to go away so that they, so like the adults could go talk.
So bad. And then, okay, let's fully discuss at the beginning of the episode, Brittany and the pregnancy test.
Okay, first off, I've never heard of pull and spray. Or pray and spray. I've heard of pull and pray.
No, I've heard of the pull-out method that works 75% of the time, according to Jax.
Yeah,
or he, no, sorry.
The hookers in Vegas.
He does it 75% of the time. Like, why wouldn't she just be on birth control or have an IUD?
Because she wants to trap him. I feel like she wants to get pregnant.
If we were in Kentucky
right now, we'd already have 4 kids.
I know. But, and then the reason why she takes the pregnancy test is just to clear her head because she wanted to feel okay about taking shots. That was my favorite part about it.
Like, it was like, oh, she's like, I'm late on my period, but like, I don't feel like I'm pregnant, but like, I am drinking and I am throwing up. So I should just double check. Coast is clear. It's all good. Let me take this peed on stick to a bar so I can tell my boyfriend about it.
And then he's like, are you pregnant? And his eyes come bulging. And he had a booger in his nose. And some people are saying it was not a booger.
That was boogsug.
And then he was like, are you really? But he wasn't doing it in a mean way, but he wasn't doing it in a nice way. He didn't even know. He was like, I have to act like I'm kind of excited. Like, he was so scared shitless. And then he was like, I'm 10 to 15% disappointed. I was like, oh shit.
I would, oh my
God. Like, but I actually, okay, he made
a really good dad. I'm like, no,
but the thing is, he's done so much fucked up shit and he has always been the bad boy. Those are always the strictest parents. They know what their kids are capable of.
Because they did it all themselves.
Exactly. But, and he's like, I'm going to make them so busy, they won't even have time to do anything.
But Jax is going to fuck the nanny.
Yeah,
well, she better hire Mrs. Frickin' Doubtfire. Hello!
I love that movie. I used to live 2 blocks from the house.
Mary, you're so cool.
Thank you.
But Jax cannot be a dad. I also don't know why she would be like so excited to potentially be pregnant when it's like, he just fucked Faith next to a 95-year-old incapacitated woman and you're like, I could be pregnant!
I know.
It's not okay. I know. Also, what'd you think of the robot? Jax is like, you know,
he's like, I'm out of a job. I'm out of a job, guys.
When they were in Big Bear and he's having that heart-to-heart with Tom, he's like, am I only going to be a 40-year-old bartender? And then he saw that robot and he's like, oh, shit.
I'm really, truly out of a job.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about Sheena and Lala in the recording studio. And wait, Lala's been singing her whole
First off, when Lala walks in, she's like, what up, my brother? I'm like, you don't get to say it like that. Like, you don't talk like that.
She got a tattoo that says Thug Life.
Well, and then when she said, like, what up, my brother? I was like, oh, is this Tupac or is this Lala?
Well, you know, music's her therapy.
Yeah. I actually don't think her voice is bad.
It's fine. I'm so excited to see the 5 songs, especially for you, because it's for her man.
I wrote this for my man.
And she put her own money into this, and she already pays him in BJs.
What did she say when she was like, you know, I'm ready to spread my legs and really, you know, take off into, like, so dead serious. And then the producer's like, are you serious? Like, you just said spread your legs. She's like, what? She's like, oh my God, I meant spread my wings. And I was like, no, I think you literally Freudian meant spread my legs.
She did not realize that at all.
Not at all. Like, she just was like, okay, next question.
I know.
What do you
think? I know, but I do. I love how she's so real. Like, she was so real with Sheena. She's like,
oh yeah,
you are being psycho. And I was like, let's just say that he did say that. Like, he doesn't say I love you and that all this stuff is
she's
going
like, no,
on.
No, no. Well, he wouldn't say that, but okay. And she's like, but let's just say that. No, no, he didn't though. But like, okay, fine. Even if he did, but he didn't. But like, he did, but he didn't.
Right.
Thank God, she.
But also, like, she's so right. Like, men get spooked. Yes. Like, I did agree with her about let the men talk about the marriage and the babies.
You absolutely, like, I'm sorry, but this, you have got to manipulate. As someone who has been single for quite a while, I have all the right advice. You have to.
Totally, me too.
Like, you let the man, everything needs to be his idea, right? Whether you implant that into his head or not, it needs to be his idea.
Agreed.
Right. So whether you, you manipulate him into thinking it's his idea, he needs to be comfortable with it. Like, no man wants, I'm sorry, guys do not want to be tied down to someone who's not even divorced yet.
Agreed.
I just, she needs to, like, I thought Lala was correct. Okay. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I know we're going to talk about like Lala hiring Stassi and whatever that is. What do you think of Billy Lee? I'm like, I keep feeling that they're just trying to fill a niche and she's not filling it for me.
I think it's a good idea. And I think Billy Lee is a gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're doing it for a good cause. But,
they're not doing it for a good cause. But I just feel like they're.
No, I think they're trying to, like, spread awareness.
Oh, you think so? I just feel like.
Yeah, like gender equality.
But I also just feel like, you know, Billy. Transgender community. But, like, Billy Lee's just. She's a woman, and, like, that's what it is. It's like, I feel like they're, like, trying. They, like, want to bring awareness where it's like, she's like, I just, like, want to, like, live my life kind of thing. I don't know. I just. I feel like she's more of an object on the show than
I think she
is a cast member.
Yeah. That's a brilliant.
No,
point.
I just feel
I
like
that.
She's not. I don't think she like fits in.
I also love. Yeah, I love that Billy Lee like got a shot and a beer, and then she's like, "I just want someone to see my soul," and Sheena's like, "Well, like people see my soul. Like, let me bring this back to me because in my first marriage, like, you know, he didn't see my soul, and like Rob does.
Yeah, like." I should have never married Shay because it was wrong. Like, he wasn't my person, even though I told everyone it's perfect and he is. But, like, Rob, he's my soulmate. He's the one.
And I'm going to meet him tonight, guys. I'm going to ask him. I have so many questions.
Oh, my God.
Like,
so
Madison Marie, did you really talk about that? The princess?
Oh, you have to ask about the princess. You should show up in a crown and say, I know I'm no princess of Brunei, but I'm princess of the sunset. Think about it.
Okay.
Something
strong that I'll strongly consider.
Yeah, please do. Something that I also wanted to say was they did this like little thing of James and like Raquel was there and she's like, James,
yes.
You're not gonna do this shoot without your shirt on, are you?
I also he was just in the Oakland airport this week because she goes to Sonoma State. I'm like, James, let's hang out when you're up here, dude.
Yeah, you should. Just think about it. He must feel like he's so cool when he walks on that campus because there has to be literally zero famous people there.
I went to gotten my teaching credential there. There's like no people there.
Yeah. There's just not even
it's
people.
It's super small. There's actually a casino really close that I like to go to called Grayton.
Yeah, this is great. Cool. Okay, so then Stassi okay, now okay, what?
Do you think James Kennedy is going to ruin Lala's night?
Absolutely, with his Goonies dad. Hey, you guys!
His teeth were so British.
No, I just was like, wait, is this guy the one that's like friends with George Michael? What?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Okay, do you think that Lala's going to switch teams and become a Witch of WeHo?
Well, she's already an honorary member.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think – I kind of feel like Lala's the smartest player here because okay. She's playing both sides but still staying true to herself.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. I agree.
So,
okay. Yeah. And then – so next week then, like, I just feel like there's so many things we could talk about Vegas, but it's just their mess. These people should not go to Vegas. You're closer to 40 than you are 20. Like, I need them to pull it together. I would never show up to, like, she's giving you this opportunity. Now, do you think Lisa's like setting him up as like go party and then show up drunk? Like, do you think that's like part of the notes? Because if I was opening a business with someone and they did that shit, I would be livid.
But she doesn't really have Tom Tom without them. So they kind of have like a little bit of an upper hand.
So on Sheena's podcast. I mean, come on.
Let me just say, they made some rules. They said they couldn't spend more than $1,000. They said they couldn't go to the ATM 15 times. They said no shots after 6 a.m. Come on.
So ridiculous. But like, okay, so on Sheena's podcast, but Ariana was like, oh, well, we're going to write a cocktail book. It's back on now. And it's got a really clever title. It's called A Couple of Cocktails. And I'm like,
oh, because they're like a couple.
Yeah, it's clever, right? So anyway, she's like, oh yeah, we hope to, you know, some of the drinks are going to be on the Tom Tom menu. And like, hopefully we can like, she's like wanting to do a book tour and then they're going to sell the books in Tom Tom.
And then are they going to like, is that going to come with like some quack jokes? Oh, some duck
that's
jokes?
That's quacktastic. It's not all it's quacked up to be. It's like, oh my God, stop. But I did love the juxtaposition of them at that fancy restaurant and James or Jax and Brittany talking about
food. Jax, what are you craving? What are you craving, Jax?
You want wings? You want me to put buffalo wing sauce all over my boobs? Okay, let's move on.
Okay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I feel dumb when I'm taking the notes because I can't even follow the fights.
First off, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I need more Rinna.
I know. And okay, there's something I do love about Rinna too is that she'll film with anybody. Like her and Camille going to try on lingerie.
First off,
they're probably the highlight of the episode.
I was like, what? These bodies are amazing.
I feel insecure. I've been in Playboy and I have a 16-year-old vagina.
No, I feel like I think she probably just feels a little bit insecure because she had like a hysterectomy. Like she's had like part of her body removed. So I could see like how she did. I thought she looked fantastic.
Oh, I'll take either of their bodies over my own.
Oh, 100. One.
And you know, Rinna says she knows a way to a man's heart.
It's not through his heart. I was like, he's like renovations. Is that what her – was that the name of her book?
No.
Rinna. Something with the name Rinna.
I don't know, but Delilah Bell learned to give a good BJ from her mama, and she read about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a few things that I've learned about PK.
I thought this whole PK and Dorit scene was pretty interesting. He seemed rather smart in it.
Well, it's interesting that – he just decided to change the company completely to name after their new daughter, Bevy B. But I'm like, right, Beverly. But Beverly Beach is not a good name. He's like, it's an imaginary place that you and I would go to.
I kind of bought into that, though.
What?
Because the Nava is not working.
I like
Beverly Beach. I like the idea of like this imaginary place.
No, Beverly Beach just makes me think.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Ugh, Beverly Beach just makes me think of like Fashion Nova or something. Like online, just like the website's janky. It seems cheap.
Oh, Beverly Beach, like I imagine myself at the Beverly Hills Hotel with all those banana leaves wallpaper and having pina coladas that are calorie-less and get you really fucked up.
So we're talking about the imaginary land then, right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm in.
I'm not into it, but I was like, and she's like, that is not going to happen, PK. And then I'm like, ooh, but we all know that it's called Beverly Beach now, so it looks like it. Then I was thinking.
Oh, and then she was trying to do like a high couture line.
So here's the best part. I bet there's already something that's called Nava. And that's why they did a name change, but he made it seem like it was their idea. This is my new thing. Like it's already been like copyrighted or trademarked.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. I like that.
And so they're like, here's also what I saw of PK. When did he get that huge Star of David tattoo on his arm? Has that always been there?
I noticed that too. And I was like, huh.
Okay. Also, I thought like, I wonder if he's like, first, I don't think I knew that he was Jewish. I think she was because her parents, like she's from Israel, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I didn't know he was. And also I thought people who are very religious, like that are very Jewish, like, that you're not actually allowed to have tattoos because you can't be buried in a graveyard. If someone I had a friend who told me this when we were growing up. If someone could tell me that's true.
That seems false to me.
I'm sure it is false, but there are something like maybe it's like orthodox or something. Something like a sect.
Because you're like being too showy or something.
Yeah, like maybe you're not supposed to like damage your body or something. I'm not sure. I don't want to like get – I don't want to be insensitive about it. If somebody – yeah, I know. But if somebody could just tell me, that'd be great.
Okay. Okay. And then these $1,200 perfumes. I mean, at least the proceeds go to a good cause. House of Slage.
Also –
I mean, the bottles.
How old is Camille's assistant?
Oh my God, like 70? She's bossing him around. Get the nice towels!
Scott! I was like, where did she find him?
Yeah, probably it's had that a long, long time.
It makes me think of, do you ever watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes.
Okay, so there's an episode this season about the assistant that just kind of got passed around. Because nobody like wanted to fire her. So what they would do is be like, oh my God, you have to go work with this person. But she was horrible.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. So
I haven't seen that one yet.
Oh, okay. So all of them have been already released. So you're behind. Anyway, it just made me think of like Scott's like this old guy. Nobody like wants to put him into retirement. So they just keep passing him off. So they're like, Camille, you'll love this.
He's going to be great.
He's so good. He's great. He's really good at throwing perfume parties.
And that party was like tacky to me.
It was a little weird. I was confused. Like, were you buying perfume or were you getting a gift bag? Like, what was
No. You were buying perfume and then all the proceeds were going to the Cancer Society.
Okay.
But then I thought it was interesting. It was like buffet style. The table wasn't really set.
Is she in a new house? What happened to her huge mansion? Did she sell that?
Or was it the same place?
Was it? It looks smaller.
I think it was the same place, but I remember it always kind of looking run down. You know, those houses are all like built in the 90s and people don't update.
Okay. The house I live in right now is built in like 1942.
Mine's 1937.
Okay.
Original bathroom.
This whole party, same.
Like seriously?
Yeah.
Seriously.
So this whole party was like the Dorit show of trying to win back LBP's love. And
I could not handle it.
What was going on?
I love you. I love you. I'll walk you outside. I love you.
Like, I mean, to the point where she literally straddled her, and Lisa was like, get the fuck off of me.
Yeah, she said, I know this might work for PK. I can't do this fucking British accent.
Yeah, she just was like riding her, and I was like, okay, like, you gave Camille the strap on. You're not wearing it. Why don't you chill? And Lisa's like, can you get off me? She's like, no, Lisa. I cannot get off of you because I need you to know I love you. I didn't like it. I didn't like that she was like trying. It's just, Lisa's not your best friend. What happened to all the friends you had before the show?
Who do you think Dorit will sit with on the couch?
Oh, she'll still be next to Vanderpump.
So do you think it will be Kyle and Lisa will not sit on the same side.
They always have to be next to Andy.
Yeah.
Although, I think it's been Kyle, Lisa. But I think that they'll put them – I think they'll put Kyle and Lisa apart from each other because they've had the drama this season. So it'll be like Lisa, Dorit, and
– Rinna?
But Rinna wouldn't sit on the end. Dorit's probably going to be on the end still. Teddy will be on one end. It'll be like – who's this – oh, it'll be like Kyle – oh. I bet it'll be – this is what it's going to be. It's going to be Lisa, Erica, Dorit, and then it'll be Kyle, Rinna, Teddy. Okay. That's my guess.
Prediction.
What is yours? Do you like that prediction?
Yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah. I think LVP – or Erica and Dorit will be next to each other.
Yeah, because Rinna and the Pretty Mess can like go on either side.
Yeah, they're interchangeable, but Erica likes Dorit, so they'll be next to each other. And then they both.
Then I loved when they were like at the party, and like Erica does not drink. Maybe it's because. Do you think she like drove there or something? Do you think she drives everywhere? Well, she says she loves driving. Teddy hates driving, and I agree, Teddy. I hate driving as well.
I like driving just to zone out. Like tomorrow, I have to drive to Palm Springs, and it's going to take me like 3 hours, and I'm just going to zone out for 3 hours.
But you have to like focus.
Why?
Because you're driving.
No, but it's going to be like traffic. Like, I'm just going to like zone out, listen to podcasts, chill. So I just like, I don't mind driving. I don't mind driving to wherever I need to go. Driving home is like always the worst part. I feel like whenever you're going somewhere, it's like there's excitement in it. Except if it's work. Okay. Agreed. Sorry. So going back to this, when Dorit was like, do I always talk shit when I drink? And it's like, literally you talk shit all the time and you don't even know you're talking shit. As Tamara once said, is your ass jealous of the things that come out of your mouth? Remember she said that to Gretchen?
Yeah. No. Well, and Gretchen messaged us this week, you guys. Gretchen said that our page is hysterical.
It's so funny. Did she ever write us back after that? Oh, she must be cleaning Slade. I feel like she sponge bathes him.
What?
Like, I feel like he always just like his head always looks like very dirty. That I feel like he gets like sponge baths. I'll move on.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, and then
so let's get to LVP's birthday party.
So first off, it's all her. This must be before Kevin Lee shamed Katie.
I agree. And I also, another prediction for the reunion is that Andy will have them all drinking out of different kinds of glasses at the end. You know, they do like a cheers.
Or no, he's going to bring one out. One different one just for Dorit.
Right, like the green tumbler.
Which I also laughed because I was like, Lisa, you have one green tumbler in all your china, and like crystal, your nice glasses. And you just had one sitting right there. I'm like, is it Rocio's cup?
I loved the little prank that they have.
I love it too. I thought it was funny. I think it's like funny though that like Dorit has this complex where she's just like she thinks she's like the queen. And you could tell PK was getting livid at her. He was like, you are fucking up this relationship. You better take this joke. It is a joke.
No, but he's so good with her. Like, he puts her in line, and I'm kind of surprised.
You think so?
Yes. Like, he did that when she was wasted with the Camille comment. He's like, Dorit, stop.
Yeah. And then with the ball gag thing, he was like, Dorit, it's a joke.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, take it.
And then I love that she tried to make herself a victim.
Oh, she did a good job.
Well, but she's not a victim.
And then Lisa was like so funny. She was like, are you mad about the ball gag? And she's like, that's not at all what I'm mad about. She's like, I'm fine. Just going to go. I've had enough of you today.
And then I'm like, you know, though, that like if you cut Lisa off, she's like, she doesn't care. She's not going to try to get you back because she knows that you'll come back.
It would also like kind of be fun though if Dorit had like one good girlfriend. I guess Teddy was supposed to be her friend. That's how she got the introduction. But
she's friends with Erica. For why I can't understand why Erica likes her, I don't get it.
Erica's like Switzerland. She's just
no, but
like
I told you, I've had the theory, but like I don't understand why she wants to be Dorit's friend so bad. She's so nice to her. She's always like, oh yeah, Dorit, like. You know, you better take this as a joke or I'm going to crucify you. Ha ha. And I was like, it's so true because like Pantygate.
Yeah, that was a great flashback.
Also, what kind of bothered me is I was like, okay, Lisa one said no gifts. And then she sat there and opened all the gifts in front of everybody.
No, her opening the gifts was so uncomfortable.
It was so weird, right? Like, who does that anymore?
I mean,
that's like a 4-year-old's birthday that you open gifts in front of everyone to show. And then Teddy like gave her like a bareback saddle. I was like,
what? Which bareback means without a saddle? I guess that's just
Teddy doesn't know fashion, but she does know equestrian.
Right. That's because you put like a pad under the horse. So I guess, but like, I know I've done bareback before and like, it's nothing. You don't have anything.
Wow. You're an equestrian.
It's scary.
Also, where did Jiggy get all this money? He could just Jiggy the dog can afford $75,000 Cartier diamond earrings.
I know.
It's like,
maybe his modeling.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, he must have sponsors. I'm glad to know he's still alive.
Wait, also Barbara Streisand also
cloned her dog.
Cloned two of her dogs.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird.
Or one dog and got two dogs out of it.
Well, and then literally when I did hear about that, I was like, oh, and Ken said it only cost $50,000. Like, that's a chump change for Barbara. She's probably going to do more.
I mean, she has her own mall. She has her a mall underneath her house.
It's like, always fully
but not
fully.
Like normal people. Like, I don't know. I've just like heard about this mall.
Every,
I don't get
every
it.
Every store just waiting, hoping that Barbara comes down. We also, speaking of a Barbara, so my mom adopted this rescue Maltese.
Oh, she got the
puppy?
Yeah,
she got her. I'm so excited, you guys. This puppy is like 6 pounds. She's this rescue. She has this horrible underbite. It's so ugly. It's so cute. So anyways, so the shelter was calling her Barbie. So now we have this dog named Barbie. It's like a 6 pound Maltese.
I think that's funny, but, though.
Mind you, my mom is from back east. Like, she's from Mexico. Wow. Massachusetts. And like, she already can't say ours. Like, you know, they always have the joke, like, pack the car and have it, yad. Like, my name is Courtney. Yeah. She calls me Courtney. So now she calls the dog, she's like, Bobby. So it's just like.
And that's even better,
so
though.
Anyways, I've named her now. I'm like, well, Barbie might be like her nickname, but she's literally Barbara. And she's like a Maltese. So she's named like Barbara Caulfield II. And she just like resides in like her like Versailles home that she lives in. And then so like friends call her Barbie, but those closer, they call her Babs.
Yes.
So anyways.
Killing it.
So anyways, that was just my story about Barbara. Barbara Caulfield II, the rescue Maltese.
Yes. Put her on Instagram.
Okay. Moving on to Summer House.
There's
not a lot that happened. I just wanted to touch on a few things. So these people are like, honestly, they're us. Like, I just feel like this is like who I am on the weekends. And I'm sometimes embarrassed, but sometimes not at all.
It makes me really want to drink.
I loved Kyle's birthday.
This party looked like a blast.
The only thing I will say is cultural appropriation. When all the people came dressed in a Native American gear, I was like, I cannot believe that Bravo actually showed that. Because you know who they didn't show? They didn't show Amit. Amit was at the party. No sign of him.
Oh, really?
No sign of him.
Oh, maybe next week. Wait, what did you think of Steven's date? I think it's a match.
I want Steven to be happy. I think that I love Steven being the queen also.
Oh my God. And that he had a date over and the date was like, it's kind of my
fetish. Like they were, I liked it. I hope that it works out for him. I have a feeling it probably doesn't because we haven't seen any photos of that guy, but I hope it does.
Steven follows us, people.
Yes. Oh yeah. Steven follows us. I love him. Lindsay and Everett.
So next week is all about Lindsay and Everett. Right.
I don't like. There's the thing is
do you think he'll spend the night?
Yes, I think he will. The problem.
I also thought it was really funny that she's totally always Adderall'd out.
When she was like,
you can tell it.
Tell him he can't come. Tell him he can't come. Oh my God, I can't wait until he comes. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Is he coming? What is it? What am I going to do? Oh my God, here he is. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm like, if you don't want him to come, just tell him no. But she can't do
it. They had to do it for the show.
But the funny thing is about this show, though, is like nothing happens because they're just drunk the whole time. There's some sort of car, like everything is so formulaic, right? Amanda and Kyle talk about like, will we be together? Or is it going to get more serious? Who knows? Maybe we'll get married. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll move in. Who knows?
How weird was it when their mom slept in the same bed? I thought that was really weird.
Oh, because they got so drunk that they were in the same bed?
No, they planned on sleeping on the same bed. My parents aren't going to get a hotel for the night. They're just going to sleep in the same bed together. What?
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Like, somebody else just should have volunteered to sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And, like, Danielle and Amit weren't there, right? Well, Amit could have been. We don't really know. It's very strange that he would.
Unclear. Danielle's guy was cute, though.
Way cuter than her.
The DJ was cute.
I was like, I don't think she's that attractive, to be honest. And so I was like, whoa. I am only attracted ugly.
Woo! You did good.
Yeah, you did good, girl.
You did good, girl.
But yeah, so this is the formula of every episode. Kyle and Amanda talking about their relationship. Carl and Lauren talking about their lack of relationship where Lauren thinks they have one and Carl is like, we definitely don't. Steven being bitter about not being best friends with Carl and getting jealous of Amit. Danielle showing up but nobody even really cares, and then her and Amit being like non-motherfucking entities. Did I forget anyone? Oh, and then Lindsay's been cool this summer, but now that she's bringing Everett back, it's like ugh. But it's the same thing.
Making her uncool again.
Yes. Okay, but Mary, I need to get you out of here because you need to go get ready to go meet Rob.
I'm going to meet Rob. I got to drink a little bit more. You guys, stories tonight.
Check the Insta.
Have a great weekend. I will have stories, yes, hopefully.
Thank you guys so much. We can't wait until the stories, Mary. We're all excited for you.
Okay, we'll chat soon. Love you all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.